Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Wearing your safety belt can be the difference between life and death. So click it or ticket.
5 years after an EF5 tornado devastated Joplin, the National Weather Service is still learning from that storm. Mike Lear has more.
National Weather Service meteorologist Andy Boxall says his agency is still studying how the tornado that hit Joplin in May of 2011 formed.
We had a series of storm interactions, various mergers of different thunderstorms that occurred, and those likely combined in some way. We're really not entirely clear how to take what was a severe thunderstorm and turned it into really the monster that became the Joplin tornado.
Boxall says there is still much that is not known about how powerful tornadoes like that form.
We had a very rare event in terms of strength, and then unfortunately that occurred in an area that was highly populated, and that resulted in the incredible impacts that we saw.
He says the more the service can learn about that and other storms, the better it can warn the public during future severe weather. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
A group in charge of a medical marijuana initiative says it's gathered enough signatures to put the question on the November ballot. Elisa Nelson files this report.
The Missouri legislature killed a bill this year that would have legalized marijuana for medical use. But a measure with the same aim could appear on the November ballot. It's backed by a group called New Approach Missouri. Spokesman Jack Cardetti says enough signatures were collected, but they must still be reviewed for verification. The measure would allow doctors to approve the drug for use by cancer, epilepsy, Alzheimer's, and spinal cord injury patients. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
A man from southwest Missouri's Wright County is facing attempted murder charges after an attack this weekend. The county sheriff says the incident happened near Hartville. Randy Kuhn has been arrested, and investigators believe he may have used a hammer. Senator Blunt wants military families to have the option to stay at their current base for up to an additional 6 months or move to their next assigned location early. He says moving from one post to another can be a tough transition.
If you only have a month left in school and your family could stay there while the person serving in the military goes ahead to the next post and is responsible for their own housing during the time that they're there as a single serving individual, often they're going to find space available on the post itself for one person.
The Senate's defense budget proposal includes the Military Family Stability Act that Blunt co-sponsored. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch is reporting that St. Louis Blues coach Ken Hitchcock has accepted a one-year contract extension that will take him through the 2016-2017 season. An official announcement is expected today. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.